Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Now.
The Brett Mega Show.
Let's hear it.
Today is a big day for AB. She finally is getting rid of her second job after this weekend. Mm-hmm. Are you getting rid of the second job?
It's just going to start all over again.
Does it?
Okay. Yeah.
So her second job is maid of honor.
Yeah.
And we realized real quickly that, I don't know if this is an AB problem or a maid of honor problem in like nowadays. The maid of honor has to do work. AB has been literally doing, you said, over 100 hours of
probably,
work.
And that's not an exaggeration. And my car is filled to the brim right now with like crafts and all sorts of things.
You got snacks? You should bring some of the snacks since we can enjoy some of it.
I think I have to stop at McDonald's on my way.
Yeah, I thought we were going to have some snacks, like also chips and dip that you bring, because you guys are going to Mississippi.
Yeah, we're going to Oxford, Mississippi, because my friend London went to school at Ole Miss, and then she stuck around and still lives there and teaches there. So there's like 10 girls coming in and staying at her house.
I lived in Memphis for a little while. Why did she stick around in Oxford, Mississippi? Like, Ole Miss is big deal in Memphis, but it's like a little bit of a hike. It's an hour and a half?
Hour and a half-ish, yeah.
Nothing's in Ole Miss town.
Yeah, so
it's just
sometimes,
Ole Miss.
Sometimes if she wants to go to like a really good grocery store or go shopping or something, she drives an hour and a half.
To Memphis,
that's
right?
Crazy.
Yeah. I lived in Memphis. Like, there's mm-hmm. nothing by Ole Miss.
I respect the drivers.
Yeah.
That life. Can't get sad.
Yeah. It just restarts because your maid of honor duties was planning this bachelorette party. Then you have to start focusing on the wedding day.
I have another bachelorette party to plan.
Oh,
that's
wow.
true. You're maid of honor
man,
for two
oh,
weddings.
Yes.
And you have to worry about the like D-Day. Or W day, wedding day.
W day times
bridal
two.
Showers. There's a million other things.
Bridal showers.
My mom's doing both of them too.
Oh, she's going to help you throw them?
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Yeah.
Man, weddings. Don't get married, people.
Yeah, jeez.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
An 18-year-old named Ella Walker had surgery on her spine last month after a trampoline injury. She's okay, but she did have to miss her senior prom and was really sad about it. So her nurses surprised her with her own prom.
And they invited
her friends, and they did the same theme that her high school prom did. So it was still the Roaring Twenties, so they decorated the whole room. And she was very excited that the doctors let her take her back brace off for pictures.
I love that this is done during Nurses Appreciation Week,
literally.
Too. The nurses go above and beyond. And if you think like, oh, this prom is like whatever for some people because, you know, you just go with your friends and it's just a one moment. That's where like things change with my wife and I. And so like sometimes those proms can have big standing lasting effects, whether it's friendships, memories. So she missed out on something that was really important and big deal. And the nurses understood that. So that's so cool.
This is like some Seattle Grace, Grey's Anatomy stuff right there.
No, that is not like Seattle Grace. I've seen that show and I know what happens.
They have a prom.
I know what happens in the elevator, okay? This good news is brought to you by Together Credit Union. Give back to get more. Introducing the St. Louis Zoo debit card exclusively at Together Credit Union.
The polls are open.
Poll of the day on the Brett Mega Show. Mother's Day brunch. Everyone's going to be doing it. It's classic. But if you're doing the brunch, are you more of the breakfast person or the lunch person of the brunch?
I am heavy on the lunch side.
Really?
Really?
Like if we go to Bob Evans, my mom loves going to Bob Evans. If we go there, I will get like macaroni.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
I love lunch. I'm not really a breakfast girl.
Oh, no. Breakfast me. That's the thing, man.
Breakfast me.
I love breakfast for dinner. Like, you know, every once in a while, you have pancakes.
A little Brenner?
Yeah.
A little Brenner? Yeah.
Breakfast 100%.
Breakfast
100%. I have to eat as soon as I'm out of bed.
See, I can wait on eating, but I just love all breakfast foods. I was thinking about like what breakfast foods I hate, and it is like oatmeal. That's like, and I don't even know if I hate oatmeal. Like, it's just, oatmeal just sucks. But I like bacon. I like sausage. I like pancakes. I like French toast. I like waffles.
Donuts.
Donuts. Mm-hmm. Yeah, donuts. Yeah. Yeah.
No.
The polls are open.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
And I'll read a headline to you, and you either tell me keep it moving or tell me more over the next 2 minutes. These are all trending headlines. Most inspirational moms in movies ranked.
Let's hear them.
Who do you think would be up there? Maybe Kevin?
Rebecca Pearson?
TV. That's a TV show. These are movies.
Oh, movie moms.
I was really surprised. Let's see. Top three. Sally Field. Oh, Forrest Gump.
Sweet Magnolias.
No, from Forrest Gump.
Oh, from Forrest Gump.
Oh, yeah. Julia Walters as Molly Weasley in Harry Potter movies.
Huh?
And number one is Elastigirl in The Incredibles.
What? Oh,
yeah,
really?
I see that.
Oh, they say Elastigirl is the most inspirational mom.
The girl with the dump truck.
The first place burglars try to break into your home.
No, too scared to even find that out. Keep it moving.
You don't want to know the information?
That's like my biggest fear.
So now you can know where to protect yourself.
No.
You'll never know.
If they're going to come in, they're going to just kill me.
Is May the worst month of the year to be a parent?
Why? Why would it be?
They're just saying this is end of the year plus end of the school year times a million. They said the 28 days before the school year ends, there is a million and one things for the kids to do, a million and one projects, a million and one things, and it's just impossible. And then you have to get everything prepared and ready for summer because that's a huge transition. They say May is terrible. Here's some good advice if you want to be taken seriously at work.
That's too far gone. Keep it moving. That will never happen for me. Keep it moving.
What is the smartest breed of dog?
Better be Lab.
Did bear make the top of the list?
Labrador?
Psychologists examined 141 breeds, found the common five are fewer. The breeds performed or requested these 95% of the time are better. Border Collie, Poodle, German Shepherd, Golden Retriever. Top four.
German Shepherd. My dog is part that.
What?
Carly Rae Jepsen is?
I think.
She is not German Shepherd.
Wow,
she's like a mutt of everything.
Carly Rae Jepsen's got a little bit smarter than sorry, I didn't was gonna say Carly Rae Jepsen's smarter than Bear, but I want you to beat me up.
Yeah, I will jump over this
I'll say
table.
It.
Whoa!
AB!
Those be fighting words.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Hannah's homeschool.
Jacob, are you ready to take on Hannah?
Yeah, I'll give it my best.
Why do you not sound confident, Jacob?
Because I'm the best.
I am absolutely terrible at trivia.
Oh.
Jacob, you called into a trivia game. You do realize that, right?
Yeah.
Respect.
All right, Hannah, leave the room since you're the best. Jacob, who is terrible at trivia, is going to answer five trivia questions, and we're going to see how he does. Hannah can't hear the questions or the answers, Jacob, and I'm not sure if you're going to get any, okay?
Okay.
All right. Kylie Jenner's boyfriend skipped the Met Gala to cheer on what basketball team?
Golden State Warriors.
All right. That is incorrect, Jacob. Good start. What color smoke means there is a new pope?
How about white?
That is correct.
Yes,
did you just
nice
take a guess?
Job.
Yep.
I thought you did. All right. Masked Singer just announced season 13 winner. Who is the host of the Masked Singer?
Oh, I got no clue. Can I phone a friend?
Sure. Pick someone in the room. A.B., Kevin, or Alex?
I feel like A.B. would know this.
What's the question?
Who is the host of The Masked Singer?
Oh, man. That's the one like show I don't watch.
You want a tag
don't
team?
Let him down.
I can help you if you need
yeah,
help.
Yeah,
well, the other two knew it. Don't look at the other two, A.B.
Can I get a hint?
He has a lot of kids. Jeez.
Lots of kids.
Oh, Nick Cannon.
Nick
yes.
Cannon.
Nice.
He was at the station one time.
Okay. Maybe you should have asked the host of The Masked Singer. Blake Shelton's first studio album in 4 years is coming out today. Who is he married to?
I got no clue.
All right. Well, Gwen Stefani is who he's married to. What band was Gwen Stefani in? Don't doubt yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You should have no doubt about this. Come on.
Kevin is just, that was the biggest
hint. That's a huge hint.
No doubt at all with this, Jacob.
No doubt about it.
No doubt. You said no doubt.
Said
I heard
no
it.
Doubt.
3 out of 5. We'll see how Hannah does. I did hear him say no doubt at the buzzer. We're going to bring in Hannah and see how if she could beat Jacob, maybe the world's worst trivia guy. Hannah's walking back in the room. She stood outside the room while Jacob and literally a team of people tried to help Jacob answer 5 pop culture questions. AB helped, then AB needed help, and Kevin was helping. Everyone really turned their back on you when you left the room, Hannah, just so you know.
Great.
Those are your friends.
Nothing new.
I didn't. I just asked the questions. It's the rest of them.
Okay.
Jacob said he's the worst at trivia, but he did get 3 right with his friends.
Okay.
All right, so you got to get at least 3 right. I'm going to ask you the same questions. Kylie Jenner's boyfriend skipped the Met Gala to cheer on what basketball team?
The Knicks.
That is correct. It's the New York Knicks. What color smoke means there's a new pope?
White.
Yeah. Masked Singer just announced season 13 winner. Who is the host of The Masked Singer?
Nick Cannon.
Mm-hmm. AB needed help with that one.
Yeah.
Blake Shelton's first studio album in 4 years is coming out. Who is he married to?
Gwen Stefani. And, we know that all too well.
And what band was Gwen Stefani in?
No doubt.
No doubt about it. Wow. Yeah. Hannah, 5 for 5. Didn't need all of your guys' help to turn your all you guys who turned your back on Hannah.
Yeah, I don't need you.
Jacob, you got smoked, bro. All right, Jacob, you got to say, I got schooled by Hannah. This is Jacob, and I got schooled by Hannah.
This is Jacob, and I got schooled by Hannah.
Hannah's homeschool.
Mega Minds.
Steve, you can get the Megamind question of the day correct on the Brett Mega Show. According to Help, Yelp searches for what flavored snacks rose 55% in 2022. What was the flavor everyone wanted?
Oh, I thought it was what type of flavored snack.
What type of flavored snack?
Peanuts?
Peanut flavored snacks?
Oh, we're saying the flavor?
Yeah.
Everything bagel seasoning.
Okay. Oh. Switching your answer?
Yeah, I thought it was like what item is getting
what flavored snacks, Rose.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Everything bagel seasoning. Final answer. Lock it in.
I love that on cashews. That's so good.
Kev likes her answer. Yeah.
But if it's not that, then I think it's the chili lime.
Ooh.
Mm, good answer.
AB, what is everyone just loving the flavor of back in 2022?
Well, this confused me because I was going to say Oreos.
Oh, an Oreo flavored?
Yeah.
All right. I'll accept it. It's wrong. What flavor? Just a few years ago that everybody wanted the flavor of. That answer's coming our way in 2 songs.
Mega Minds.
But let's give you the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day. According to Yelp, searches for what flavored snacks rose 55% in 2022. What flavor was everyone just obsessed with just a few years ago?
Victoria says pumpkin spice. Danny says pickle flavored stuff.
Yeah, the dill pickle.
Mm.
Yeah.
Dill pickle.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Pickle flavored. Just a few years ago, pickle flavored everything. Pickle flavored chips, pickle flavored coffee, pickle flavored everything. Pickle was just. Everyone was obsessed with pickle flavor.
Yeah, it's awesome on popcorn.
You like pickle flavors? I don't like pickle flavors.
Kevin's a big flavor.
There's a pickle flavored salsa. Huh. If you can find it. It's fantastic.
They released a pickle flavored beer too. I remember like they dropped it off at the radio station. Like,
there's actually a pickle flavored pickle, if you can believe it.
No way.
There's Kevin's joke. There we go. Finally, we got there for you.
Mega Minds.
Man, the word mom has so much strong meaning. I want to highlight moms out there for a second. It could be you yourself, like I'm a mom and I've done something for my family, or you want to highlight your mom who helped raise you. What is a moment, maybe a specific moment, but or just a job or in general mom was doing on a regular basis that you just never really got a chance to thank her for? 314-531-9898. I think moms can be one of the most thankless jobs out there. Man, they just do so much for the family. And constant times in our life we look back and we're like, man, I wish I could have said thank you for this and this, and this gives you an opportunity to do it on the radio. For me personally, I wanted to highlight that, like, kind of that mom strong moment for my mom, because she did everything for our family and did everything to help raise us. But a moment like this, where my mom, who we lost to dementia, the last weekend I ever spent with her, she was nonverbal at this point. She was really, really, really sick. And I've told this story on the radio before, if you've heard it. I'm going to tell it again because I think it needs to be told over and over and over again, because it's just an example of moms just having a different type of strength. Is we were just feeding her watermelon chips to keep her like almost alive at this point. Mm-hmm. And so I just sat there, and I didn't live in Chicago at the time. That's where we're from. So I flew into Chicago Friday, Saturday, Sunday comes around, and we just stay in the room with her, spending those moments with her as much as we can. And she was nonverbal, could not talk, sleeping a lot. When she was up, it was this glassy, like not there, cloudy version of herself. You could see in her eyes, you could just see that, like, she couldn't, like, even when her eyes were open, you could see that she wasn't there. And I went to go say goodbye to her to go catch my flight. I was like, Mom, I love you. I'll always love you. And I shared this moment because I felt like I'm almost feel like guilt for this, but I'm an extremely stubborn person to a fault. And one of the sayings I have is literally is the password to my everything is never give up, to remind myself to never quit. And I just told my mom, like, if you're holding on for me, mom, you can let go. It's not quitting. And I had this moment and I talked to her and I said, "You, mom, it's okay. You can go to God. We all love you." And I had this like heart to heart with her. And she grabs my hands out of nowhere. Like, again, nonverbal, so strong. The cloudiness disappears for a second. And my mom looks me in the eye and says, "I love you."
No.
And I was like, that is a mother's strength that only moms can do. Like, moms are just built completely different. And like, they just have this powerful way of like, I will do anything so my kids know that I love them. Yep. No matter what is happening, you can't stop a mom's strength. It doesn't have to be as strong as a moment that I got to have with my mom, but a moment where you're just like, man, mom just proved it. Mom just had it. And I don't even know if I realize it, but mom always had it. Do you guys have moments like that where you look back at your life and you're like, damn, mom, you are kicking ass?
Yeah, I mean, moms have such a giant place in my life. My mom was a single mom, still is a single mom, been my whole life a single mom. Her mom was the best mom, who raised my mom to be a good mom, who then has raised my sisters to be all amazing moms. And they've all been single parents as well. And so it's been such an inspiration to me that they all like channel this like huge, large strength that you can get through anything. And what matters the most is your kids. And I am so amazed by every single one of those women in my life, in my immediate family, who are moms.
Thanks for doing it all. Like, kind of
literally,
like,
really, yeah.
Because I know that your dad did not have a big place in your life and your mom took on every single role. And that's like, thanks for being such a utility knife.
Yeah, worked two jobs my whole life.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. You know, one of the things about my mom, God rest her soul, was my mom was honest to a fault regardless of anything I did. She always kept you grounded. I can remember when I used to put parody songs together for the older show that I was part of, and I think this sums up my mom best when she would say, "Aha!
Big moment, Kevin."
Yeah, exactly. Why, mom? Because I screwed it up, right?
Kevin, they all suck.
Yes. Yes, they do, mom. And that's the best thing about my mom. I mean, you know, she was honest about stuff. I can remember when she was a principal and she asked me to sub one time. And she was like, "I don't think teaching is your calling." And I believe she was right. But she loved us more than anything. She always gave her heart. And that's the best thing about mom. And that's my mom. My wife, oh my God, I can't say enough great things about her. Just staying with me is the best thing. But
mom's strong moment, was able to stay married to Kevin.
Yeah, married to Kevin. Top of the list.
But dealing with our firstborn and having an unscheduled C-section, emergency C-section, and then finding out that our child was born deaf and, you know, having to do things with a Broviac calf and trying to keep her hearing and then, you know, shuffling and taking her and her mother, taking my daughter to CID to help her, you know, achieve the things she's achieved. I mean, it's incredible what moms do. And we never say thank you enough. And it's weird because you get one day, Mother's Day, to say thank you. But
it's all the little things. Like for me, most recently, the one that comes to mind is I had posted something on my Instagram story about me like reading a book on the concrete of my like little deck I have at my apartment, just being like, this is adulting. I'm too cheap to get a chair. I'm just like sitting on a towel on the concrete. And the next day my mom FaceTimed me and she was like, so I'm shopping for chairs for outside for you.
Aww. You never stop worrying. They never stop worrying about you. Like,
yeah,
I did not
ask her to do this. Yeah. And she's just out there. And it's just all the little things.
I think like you start to realize it as an adult. Cause like, I see it as a parent now. Like, I get my kids the things they need and they're like, they are really appreciative. My kids actually do say thank you. And they're 4 in like 20 months. And it's crazy to see that. But also like, then like the toy breaks or you just move on and you don't realize it. But like, your mom will always be wondering, is my baby sitting in a chair? I don't want my baby sitting on the ground, right? Like my mom will always be worrying about them. Reflect back on your mom. When do they have those mom strong like moments? Moments of strength that only moms can do, or those thankful things that you had in your life that you just never really got a chance to say thank you for. 314-531-9898. We want to highlight you, mom, on Mother's Day weekend while we're commercial free on Y98 St. Louis. That's what we're doing. We're telling stories about our moms where you just like realize as you get to an adult, like, damn, mom was strong. Mom was a badass. Mm-hmm. Mom could like take on Superman. Like Superman ain't got nothing on mom. 314-531-9898. It's an opportunity for you to say thank you for your mom for those mom strong moments.
We got a text saying, my mom worked two jobs to put me through college as a first generation college graduate. Now she lives with me so that I can pay her back.
It's crazy to think about the sacrifices our parents made, specifically moms, made so we could have a better life. And then the dream scenario is then you can thank them for it later in life, like the person who texted in. Jane, you had talked about that. As you became a mom yourself, you realized the emotional support the mom was providing?
Yeah, for sure. My mom set the standards so high. Mm. And you don't realize it as a kid because it's annoying. They want to ask you questions and you're annoyed. And you look back and now I'm a mom. And I'm like, wow. It makes sense why she did everything she did.
Right.
Yeah.
You know.
And so with my son, like we have conversations now and I give him advice and I'm there for him and give him the same emotional support. And the stories I tell him about me and my mom, it helps our relationship even. Like, for example, I told my son, you know, I don't eat McDonald's. It's just not a good choice. As a little kid, I told him that. He's almost 16.
You're obviously not AB's mom. Yeah.
But it was something that was important to you, and you conveyed it, and now that's something you guys share together.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's important. I mean, it's important for that communication as a parent and just in general, but being a parent, being a mom, I realized why she was crying, why she was trying to be there for me, and I understand.
Yeah. That's exactly the thing. Thank you so much for the call, Jane. That's the thing I think about all the time now as a parent is when I'm under distress or I'm under juggling a million things at work and life, do my kids know it or are they just enjoying their time on the swing set? And so many times I think back of my parents were probably doing the same exact thing.
Exactly.
Like so many stories I've heard. And even myself, like my dad will talk about like, we were broke and we just didn't know it. You know, like they masked those things and brought joy to us and were there for us. And all those times we didn't know. Katie, you have a story that was, showed your mom how strong she was.
Hi. Yeah. So I'm an only child and my mom and I have a very close relationship. She's my person and, you know, when I turned 20, I wanted to, you know, find my own independency and I wanted to travel and I wanted to work abroad. So she was brave enough to let me, you know, just flap my wings and leave the country. I moved to Australia, but
oh my gosh,
wow.
When I was over there, I got in a really bad car accident and I ended up in the ICU. And my mom, being someone who never traveled internationally, was scared of flying, she got her passport expedited.
Wow.
She got on a plane and she flew to Australia to be with me. And she, you know, she just continuously shows up for me. She has a for people. And
Katie, your phone's starting to break up, but it is goes to show you that moms will literally not jump like across the world,
right? Yeah.
If I have to.
Exactly. Their fears become subsided.
Yeah, like, you need me, I'm here across the world. I'm there, whatever it takes. Nothing will stop a mom from their babies. That's such a cool story.
When I was done living in Australia, I went and taught English at another country. So she's just always been supportive of my wild ideas. And
yeah, it sounds like she needs a facial after raising you. We had to figure out how AB's grilling experience has been going. So AB has been planning this bachelorette party, which is kind of like a camping experience. What's it called?
Camp Crane.
That's the theme of the bachelor party. She's the maid of honor of two weddings, and this is bachelorette party number one that she spent 100 hours planning.
Yes.
But it's got like an outdoorsy feel, huh?
Yeah, so we thought for lunch on Saturday, I was like, you know, whenever my family has people over, they're like, oh, we'll just grill like hot dogs and hamburgers.
That's very campy.
The go-to thing. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, well, we'll just grill hot dogs and hamburgers. And then
as like the weeks kept coming and I was like, okay, wait, I don't know how to grill.
You don't know how to grill?
I've never grilled in my life.
Really?
And so I was
like, you can't man the grill?
No. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm responsible for grilling for 10 people. I've never done it before. So I asked my best friend Elizabeth, her fiance, I was like, because he's grilled for me all the time. I was like, can you teach me how to grill?
He's the grill, like, he's the grill master.
Can you come with us?
Yeah, I should have honestly brought him.
Hey, we have a personal chef this weekend. Exactly. I'd like to meet you, future husband for a different wedding.
So last weekend, I went to his apartment, and he was like, all right, I'm going to teach you how to grill. Of course, it's pouring rain.
Oh.
Absolutely, like downpour. And my other friend was responsible for bringing an umbrella. She forgot it.
That's so funny.
She had one job, couldn't do it. So he took it very seriously. He was like, you know, you put this on.
Oh, you still went and grilled in the rain?
Yes, we still.
She was committed to this.
This was the last, it was the last weekend before the actual weekend of the Bachelorette trip.
And
so we were like, we have to.
That's how good of a griller this guy is, to be able to grill in the rain.
It's not easy.
I was surprised he agreed to it.
Yeah, that's an impressive. So he was good. Okay.
Good choice.
So how was Mr. Miyagi of grilling?
So first of all, he lives in an apartment and you have to like hop the fence to get to the grill, or you have to go all the way around and blah, blah. So
sometimes they're inconvenient.
So he was just like, okay, first hop this fence. And I'm like, okay, so we hop the fence, get over to the grill. We're already drenched after 2 seconds. And he turned the grill like way on high. We put them all on and he's like, okay, set a timer for 4 minutes. So then we hop the fence again, hang out in his apartment for 4 minutes, go back. Every single thing is burnt to a crisp.
Perfect.
So your grill master sucked. He burnt who was the fault?
I think it was just the chaotic mess of he turned it on too high, obviously. It's pouring down rain. He had like the timer going off outside on his phone while he's trying to teach me, but he didn't want to touch it and get it wet. So he's like teaching me how to grill, and then you're hearing the in the background. And then we just kind of had to like walk back to the group we were with and be like, here's our meal.
I knew right away that this was going to be a terrible idea. One, because of the rain, but two, AB sent us a picture of her with her items that she cooked and or charred. And these burgers look whack.
They
look like hockey pucks, and the cheese isn't even melted. It's just like a piece of American cheese on
top. Hannah was like, what did you do? This is so...
But I do blame your teacher because you were asking for help, and if that's the help you received.
And then
you didn't ask
we...
Kevin and I. We're good grillers. Yeah. Are you good at the grill, Kevin, actually?
No, actually, my wife. No. She's
my mom is, too. My mom's
grill.
Great.
Yes. I actually do.
You've grilled for us.
I grill. Yeah. I like to grill. I just grilled yesterday. You could have asked me.
Yeah. But then we saw that they were burnt to a crisp, I was like, maybe I should just make tacos. And he goes, yeah, I'm smelling tacos.
So that's it?
I'm not grilling. That's for the camping party.
No, you can't make tacos. That's not Camp Crane. Camp Crane, your fiesta dinner.
Yeah, that's literally what's happening.
So you guys aren't grilling at all?
No.
No?
Fiesta.
No.
Fiesta.
Yeah, fiesta Crane. This is the biggest fiesta camp out I've ever been to. My son cooked a hot dog. It's a hot dog. You can't even make a hot...
Hey, you're celebrating Diaz de Mayo.
Good news is it's supposed to be nice out for Mother's Day. This is a great Mother's Day gift. And Juliet coming to the Fabulous Fox. Hannah and AB got to go see it in Broadway. The video of their experience in New York is on Instagram now, coming out on Instagram.
It's going to be coming out on Instagram when I get a second to breathe and post it.
Check it out, Brett Mega Show on Instagram, so you can see the behind the scenes of Anne Juliet and the experience in New York, because the girls had so much fun, loved the show. We think you're going to love it too. Heather, you got to play this game yesterday, huh?
Yeah.
How did you do?
Oh, no.
Because clearly you did not win. Who did you pick as your person?
I think I'm going to switch it up today, and I'm going to go with Hannah.
Okay.
That seems to be how it is.
All right, so you had picked AB to play this game on your behalf yesterday, and AB failed you, huh?
She sounds mad.
Yeah, it's okay, though.
I mean, it's okay, but you like...
I don't know if I believe that.
She's like, totally I'm not mad. I was just disappointed.
Yeah.
So this is how this game works that AB clearly sucks at. So I will play a song that actually played during the Broadway show. AB is supposed to be our Broadway girl. These are... What Anne Juliet does is incorporates pop music into the whole show.
My brain doesn't work very fast.
Yeah, we know. And Heather knows,
Yesterday was close.
Yeah, Heather, was she close? Good. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty close.
So I'll play a hook of a song, and then you have to ring in and say the name of the artist and the name of the song. So, Heather, you're taking Hannah today because AB let you down, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, sorry.
So, Melissa, unfortunately for you, you have AB. How do you feel about that?
I'm so excited.
You're still excited?
Of course.
Melissa, did I meet you yesterday?
Yes.
Oh, my. Did. What are the odds?
So you guys met yesterday. Where did you guys meet?
At my niece's lacrosse game.
Oh, nice.
Oh, wow.
We apologize for Hannah.
Stop!
Also, I want to be honest. Off air, Kevin goes, well, sorry for you, Melissa. Hannah's already been chosen, so you're going to be stuck with
that
AB.
That was how he opened the phone.
All right. This is how the game will work, ladies. You guys can help. Heather and Melissa, feel free to chime in and help. Hannah actually needed some help yesterday to beat AB.
Right.
I will play a clip of the song. You tell me the name and the artist. Ring in with your name whenever you know.
AB. Hannah.
AB first.
Eye of the Tiger, Katy Perry.
Wrong! Roar!
Wrong!
Kev,
wrong!
I'm going to let Kevin. Kevin.
Well, I've already thrown AB under the bus.
Yes, you've already done the damage.
So, you know.
Kevin.
She got it wrong! Oh,
she got it wrong.
Hannah, Roar, Katy Perry.
Dang, Kev!
Good job, Hannah.
Good job, Hannah!
Kevin's like.
Heather is freaking out.
I'm sorry, AB.
Kevin feels bad.
I can't forgive you for that.
I'm sorry. Sorry, Melissa.
All right.
Gotta play by the rules.
First point.
Look, AB's getting Kevin right now.
Yeah. All right. First point goes to Hannah on a technicality. So you need this one, AB, to stay alive and win the point for Melissa. Melissa, you might need to help your girl out. I need the name of the artist and the title correct.
Hannah. Perfect Pink.
I'm going to go to Kevin here, too, again. Because that's technically...
Effing Perfect?
Yes! No. Yes, that is the name of the song. It's Effing Perfect. So, Kevin.
You can steal, AB.
Sorry, I'm trying.
Effing Perfect by Pink.
Oh, it all comes down to the spot. Yes.
Okay, I can forgive Kevin, though.
That was a technicality?
It's not the name of the song. Technically, it's called Happy Perfect, isn't it? Right? All right.
Sorry, I was trying to be SEC appropriate.
For once, you should. Yeah. Hannah's like, if you told me I could swear, I would have sworn. So it all comes down to this.
Oh, my gosh.
Will Hannah redeem Heather's experience from AB, or will AB get a win and say, hey, you should have chosen me 2 days in a row? It all comes down to this. I need the name of the song and the artist.
Hannah. Oops, I did it again. Britney Spears.
That's correct. That's correct. Yeah. Heather calls in and switches teams. And she said, oops, I didn't do it again, and choose AB. Melissa, thank you so much for calling in and playing and actually meeting Hannah and... calling in still after you met Hannah.
Running away after you met me in person.
We do appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
That got intense.
Yes, that was.
I'm sweating.
My heart's racing.
Kevin was stuck in the middle of Anna and AB. It's the worst place to be at. Heather, you chose wisely, though, by not choosing Hannah. At the end of the week, it was Hannah 4, AB 1.
It is what it is.
It's going down, down, woo! Baby. Snow.
Yesterday was a huge day in Vatican City and all across the world because white smoke appeared there. There has been a new pope who has been chosen, and his name is Pope Leo. And Brett, you might know him because he's your former neighbor. Dude's from Southside Chicago, just like you.
First time in America, first time in history of, you know, poping it. It happens in American Pope. That is crazy.
Yeah, and they said
it would be a Chicago Pope is crazy.
They said that the odds are like infinitesimal. Like that would never happen. Like it was never going to be an American Pope. And here we have
it.
Yeah,
I mean, the odds, like a lot of people never wanted an American Pope and we got him. And also, Brett, not only is he from Southside Chicago like you, I heard he also loves to play tennis. You're the new Pope.
He's from like the Naperville, New Lenox area is what I've heard. And that's where I grew up. Like literally, Naperville and New Lenox is surrounding cities where like we would all play each other in high school. We played Naperville High School in tennis or in sports or like Lincoln Way. So whatever church he was going to, like literally was probably like 10 to 30 minutes from wherever I lived.
That's
growing up. That's
crazy
that I lived 30 minutes away from the Pope and probably didn't know it at the time. Like that's weird to think about.
Yeah, you probably drove on the same streets and everything.
I probably flipped him off. Like, yeah. Get out of my way! You're cutting me off. Like,
you two Southside boys.
What if I had flipped off the Pope? Oh my God! Wow. That's not good.
He'll be praying for you.
Yep.
So yeah, he's the first ever Catholic Pope. He was born, raised, educated here alongside Brett.
Not Catholic Pope. Catholic. The first American Pope. Pope, you have to be Catholic to be the Pope.
Exactly.
That's all
guys,
good.
Let me live.
It's Friday. It's first time the Pope is ever Catholic.
Wow, the other ones haven't been?
I really was making sure to do my research on this, okay? Give me a break.
All good.
Him and Pope Francis, both Catholic.
Yes.
They're very similar because of that, but also they kind of have the same more like modern view on a lot of topics, so people are really excited. They're very involved in the community. Yesterday during his speech, he said, "We have to look together on how to be a missionary church, building bridges, dialogue, always open to receiving with open arms for everyone, like this square, open to all who need our charity, our presence, dialogue, and love." So very excited for the new Pope Leo. In case you guys didn't know, he's Catholic.
They said that we're going to change the way we do amen, though. It's going to be called Duh Prayers.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag baby is done. Oh yeah, it's time to go.
Joining us on the show are some really important people to the show. We got Hannah's mom, Michelle.
Hey, Michelle.
Hello.
And AB's mom, Sharon.
Hi, Sharon.
Good morning.
All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to play a little game of Mama Knows Best. And we're going to see one of you knows your mom the best, which one of you guys know each other. Both of you guys have really close relationships.
Yes.
Hannah, you're really tight with your mom, right?
Yeah, we're super close.
And AB, you've said this before in the past, like your mom's probably like one of your best friends, your best friend.
For sure.
One of the things I want to say before we even get started with the game is both of your daughters are like two of the best people that I've ever met in my entire life. And so you guys have done a really good job when it comes to like having good kids. You always look to the mom, and you guys have carried the load to two amazing, amazing humans. And you guys should be proud. You've done your job as mom really, really well.
Oh, thanks. I feel pretty proud.
You should. They're amazing. I love them like sisters. So sometimes I give them crap like a sister, but they're amazing people. And so you've done a great job, mom.
Good.
All right. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to play this game and see how well they know each other. We're going to ask the girls to leave the room. And I'm going to ask Michelle, Hannah's mom, and Sharon, AB's mom, some questions. And we're going to see if we can match up like newlywed style. But this is going to be like mom-wed style, okay?
Okay.
All right, the girls are leaving. They're both bringing the blankets that Sharon, AB's mom made for them. They're bringing their blankets out of the room. That's how much they're attached to their blankies still. Look, they're still little girls bringing their blankies. All right, let's go with you, Michelle, first. Hannah's mom. What was the name of their teddy bear or lovey growing up? Did Hannah have a teddy bear or a comfort item growing up?
Oh, my goodness. I don't remember her having anything like that.
So none? She had none? That none could be an answer? I just hope Hannah says none.
Yeah, none.
Okay, well, now she keeps this blanket around like it's a lovey, so she carries it around everywhere.
Okay. Well, I don't remember her having any kind of little toy or thing that she carried, no.
Okay, what about you, Sharon? Did AB have a teddy bear that she loved or a doll or anything
she
like that?
She did not. She had a blanket, though.
Okay, what was the blanket? What color was it?
Light blue. She still sleeps with it. She probably brings it to work some days.
Really? We just don't know about it? She like does it as a comfort item if she's stressed?
Absolutely. Sometimes she'll have it in her work bag.
Really?
It was a big full-size blanket, and she carried it everywhere, and it was so long, like Linus from Charlie Brown.
Okay.
Oh,
that's so cute. I love it. All right.
I ended up cutting it in fourths, so you know, have a little piece of the blanket, and she will bring it to work if she's having a rough day or if she feels like she's going to be nervous. She'll take it when she takes trips.
Wow.
You know, weekend trips. She probably brought it to Colorado with Hannah.
Really? All right. Look at that. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to Michelle, Hannah's mom. What celebrity, if Hannah had to choose a celebrity, what celebrity would she choose to be stuck on an island with?
Oh, these are hard questions.
Okay. I'm getting scolded by mom.
Oh, my gosh. Who would she choose to be stuck on an island with? Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp, okay. Pirates of the Caribbean, little Jack Sparrow.
Yes.
Sharon, AB's mom. If AB had to be stuck on an island with somebody, who would it be?
Well, can it be a couple?
Whatever you think she's going to answer, like, but yeah.
I mean, I don't know, but she would not be disappointed if she were stuck on an island with Ben Platt and his fiance, Noah.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Okay. She would not be disappointed.
All right. We do know she is a theater nerd. So, yes, I bet Ben Platt from Pitch Perfect and Dear Evan Hansen would be a great fit.
Yes.
All right. And then if you thought those other questions were tough, Michelle, Hannah's mom, last question is, what is a story that Hannah would hope you never tell? You don't have to tell the story, but just like maybe give us a hint. Like, Hannah would hope mom never tells a story about what?
She tells everything. There's nothing she keeps a secret. So
that's so true.
Oh my gosh. Everything you don't want to know, you'll hear from Hannah. I would say the time when we went to Mexico and she fell asleep on the patio outside of the room.
Okay. So she wouldn't want you to repeat the Mexico story where she fell asleep and then had everyone thinking that she was kidnapped.
Yes, exactly.
Why do I think I've heard that before?
Yeah, because she has told that story. Hannah really has no filter. Really has no filter.
I really have heard that before.
Good. Sharon, what was the story that AB goes, man, I hope my mom never repeats what?
The only thing I can think of is back in middle school, I think it was like a Valentine's holiday, and there was a boy involved.
Okay.
And it was traumatizing to her.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay, let's bring the girls back in the room and see how they do matching up with you guys, okay? How do you think they're going to do?
I think I'm going to do pretty good. I think Anna will have a harder time answering her own question.
All right, the girls are entering back in the room. We have Hannah's mom, Michelle, with us. We have AB's mom, Sharon, on with us. We appreciate you guys coming on and joining us.
Thank you. My pleasure.
We're playing a little Mother Knows Best. It's kind of like the newlywed game. We asked Hannah and AB to leave the room. We asked their mom some questions. Oh, we dug up some dirt on them. We need some stories. We need some answers from you guys
that you guys
have never told us before. Mom taught us some stuff.
Oh, gosh.
And we're going to see if you guys can match each other's questions that we just got done answering them. All right. The first question for you, Hannah, is what was the name of your comfort item, your teddy bear, your blanket, your lovey growing up? What would your mom, Michelle, say was your comfort item?
I didn't have a comfort item because my sister Amanda ruined that for the rest of us because she had two Binkies until she was like 8. So my comfort item was my mother. Yeah.
Well, Michelle was nervous because she was like, these questions are hard. But Michelle, you're on the board with the point.
Yeah.
That's what Michelle said.
Yay.
See, and you were nervous, Michelle.
Mm-hmm.
All right. AB, what did your mom, Sharon, say was your comfort item?
I have my blankie.
Still has it,
right? I still have my blankie.
Yep. And we want to know, do you bring it to work? Because Sharon told us she thinks you bring it to work.
It's in my car right now.
She goes, I bet it's on her right now.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, she's all blushy now. Yeah. Like, look at her. All right. Hannah, back to you. Your mom said, if she had to choose a celebrity that you'd be stuck on an island with, who would that celebrity be? If you had to be stuck on an island with a celebrity, who would you choose?
Am I guessing what she would say or my answer?
You can get however you want to play the game, girl.
Morgan Wallen.
Morgan Wallen. Michelle, what did you say?
Johnny Depp.
What? Johnny Depp. That's who you would want to be stuck on an island with.
No.
Hannah and Johnny Depp.
Captain Jack Sparrow.
That's right. Yep.
All right, AB, who did your mom say that you would want to be stuck on an island with?
There's two people, and I don't know which one she would have picked. I'm going to go Joshua Bassett.
No.
Shawn Mendes?
No. Wow, no, these guys, you want to be stuck on an island
She
with.
Actually chose two people. They're a couple.
Ben Platt, Noah Galvin.
Yeah. Sharon, you didn't match there. She thought for sure you were going to choose them as a couple.
Oh,
she said you didn't care about being on an island with men, but apparently the list kept going. She was like, Joshua Bastard, Sean Mendes.
She named 5
I can give you 20.
1-1. All right, let's do the last question. I hope my mom never tells the story about what? Hannah, what did your mom say that you are praying she never tells the story of?
This one's hard because I always share stories.
Yep, she said that too.
Thank you.
Probably the one about me lying in preschool about my house lighting on fire. That was pretty embarrassing.
That was pretty embarrassing. But what was the story that you said, Michelle?
I said the story about when you fell asleep in Mexico.
Yes, she told that one too.
She goes, I've already heard this story.
Yes, getting the resort shut down. That's a good one.
Yep, when you go to Mexico with Hannah, a resort might get shut down. All right, AB, what story did you hope your mom, Sharon, never told?
I can't really think of one, but maybe the fact that I bring my blankie to work?
No. And there's one that she said was traumatizing.
Oh, traumatizing? Did I black it out of my memory?
Think back in middle school, honey.
I have no idea.
Oh, honey. You got in the car and start bawling.
Oh, my Valentine's Day with my eighth grade boyfriend.
What happened? You want to know?
He had the entire grade involved, and I didn't even like him. And he, like, the teachers were all involved, and we had to go into the science room, and he, like, brought out a little stereo and played a song and asked me to dance while all of the teachers were, like, listening to us in the room next. Oh, it was so embarrassing. It was so bad.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
I broke up with him, like, the next day.
Wow.
Yeah.
That does sound traumatizing.
Oh, yeah.
And very like 10 Things I Hate About You, and he like does the big old dance on in the stadium. That's what it was in the eighth grade.
No. No grand gestures.
All right. Now we're going to reverse the tables. We've asked Hannah and AB some questions about you guys' moms and see how you guys match up with them, okay?
Oh, great. I know about this part.
Yeah. We do have Hannah's mom, Michelle, with us, and AB's mom, Sharon, as we're playing Mama Knows Best, which is basically like the mama newlywed game. And so we've asked Hannah a bunch of questions, and we've asked AB a bunch of questions, and we're going to see if their moms can match their answers. Do you think you guys are ready? How do you think you guys are going to do?
Okay. I'm upset Anna didn't give me the cheat sheet first.
Hannah literally thought that I would.
Yeah, Hannah, you better not text your mom.
I told AB, I'm like, you better not freaking cheat.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. Since Michelle had to answer all the questions first the first time, we're going to go with you, Sharon, first, okay?
Sure.
All right, Sharon, you and AB get into a car. Who's driving? Who's in charge?
Me, always.
AB, what did you say?
My mom.
Mom's in charge. Okay. Boom. Yep. They're on the board. Hannah's mom, Michelle. Who's in driving? Who's in charge?
Hannah.
I said myself, my mom can like barely see, so she never, ever drive.
Watch out if you're on the road with Michelle today. All right, we're all tied up 2-2. We asked Hannah and AB, my mom makes the best homemade what? They're coming over for a Sunday dinner, and Sharon, AB says, Mom, put what on the stove?
Well, I'm not a very good cook.
Yeah, she told us.
Does it have to be, can it be a dessert or is it a meal?
Whatever you want, your homemade.
Okay, well.
Oh, no!
Whoa! It's a meal.
I'm going to guess she likes my chicken piccata, which is like a lemon chicken with noodles.
That's what I said. I said that one chicken.
Well,
I
couldn't remember that one chicken.
Yes. All right, I'll give you that point. It does feel like any chicken dish you probably would be like, oh, yeah, that's the chicken dish I was going to say.
It's very specific with breadcrumbs and lemon and capers and
Parmesan.
Yeah, how come you never made it for us? All right, wow. All right, Hannah's mom, Michelle, what did Hannah say that you make the best homemade what?
I was going to say chicken flamingo chicken also.
Yep, that's what I said.
Chicken?
Yep.
Oh my God, you guys, I will count it again.
Yes.
We're just random chicken dishes.
Yes, that's what my mom makes. Me and my sisters always used to be like, oh my gosh, mom's making chicken again. She's good at it.
Yeah, all right. And then we asked Hannah and AB to pick karaoke songs for you. So Sharon, AB had to pick a karaoke song for you, what would it be?
Oh my gosh, I have no idea. Let me think about this. I'm the worst singer, though I love to sing. What would it be?
Yeah, take your time. We're just doing a radio show here,
Sharon. There's like a Nelly Furtado song.
Nelly Furtado?
Okay, Nelly Furtado. Is that a match, AB?
No, that is not what I put. I put Blurred Lines.
Oh, that was my summer song a few years ago.
Yeah. Summer
song. Well, Robin Thicke were like, oh, my God.
She was obsessed with that song.
I literally said, this is my summer song, guys, and we just blasted it in the radio every time we were in the car singing it.
Yeah.
Okay, but I will say this. It was 3-3, and the miss means that Hannah and Michelle can take it home and win it.
Oh, boy.
Michelle, what would Hannah pick and say, hey, Michelle, welcome to the stage. Hannah, pick your karaoke song.
Sing this song.
She hands you the microphone. You're on stage rocking to what?
Oh, my gosh.
For the win.
Mom, what's your song?
I don't have a song. Apparently you do. I just keep thinking friends in low places.
No! No, it was the song that was your ringtone forever on your flip phone.
Stand by your man?
Yes!
Wow. With a hint, we'll give you the half a point of the win.
What? You gave your mom the hint for chicken.
Look, these girls are so competitive.
Yeah.
I think everybody wins because you guys have literally the best relationship. It's so cool to see it play out. And that was so fun to learn a lot about your guys' relationships. You guys honestly do have two of the most amazing daughters, and you are, we've raised some pretty awesome women.
Oh, I would
like a rematch. The juices are flowing. We can make that happen.
I'm ready to go, guys.
Happy kickoff to Mother's Day weekend. I just wanted to say thank you to all the moms out there. Hannah and AB's mom were just on the show, but all the moms out there. And I know moms, bonus moms, any type of mom comes in many different forms. We do appreciate you all. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
Yesterday was a historic day in Vatican City. I'll tell you all about the new Pope at 8:35.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is ready, so here we go.
Yesterday, we got to see the white smoke in Vatican City because they chose a new pope. Brett's former neighbor, Pope Leo, who's actually from Southside Chicago.
That's crazy to have an American pope.
Yeah, for the first time ever. So it was a big historic thing. He actually even loves tennis too, Brett, just like you.
It is. So I did grow up in Chicago, and he, like, his brother lives in New Lenox. Like, that's literally the next city over to where I grew up. And so they were probably driving around the same neighborhood, same places, same grocery stores. Like, that's where I'm from. Like, it's crazy.
You
could have bumped into the Pope and not even known it.
And I probably
with your car or
probably probably gave him a shoulder bump, you know? Like,
exactly.
Bump. Yo, bro, watch it. I probably told him, yo, bro, watch it.
Yeah, you that's probably what
I
said
did. Did I say that to the Pope?
he's obviously born, raised, and educated here in America, but he also was a missionary in Peru, similar to Pope Francis, and they actually have a lot of similarities. They both kind of have this more like modern approach. And I just love that we've gotten to the place where, you know, we're breaking strides. This is the first time we've ever had an American pope. This is like another time where we're kind of like, you know, breaking cycles of like, you know, traditionary thoughts and everything like that.
Old school mentality and focus. Yeah.
Like, especially how they've replaced amen with what Brett said, dub prayers.
Dub prayers. That's what they're saying now. Dub prayers.
Yesterday he said, we have to look together on how to be a missionary church, building bridges, dialogue, and always open to receiving with open arms for everyone. So I just loved it. It seemed like a super positive thing. And welcome in Pope Leo.
We got an American Pope, people.
Wow. America.
America. That's what he's going to say too.
It just went down. Down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go. You say.
What the beep did we say this week? We always take a look back on the week and say, hey, what do we beep and say on the show? Kevin actually beeps out an actual clip from the show, and you try to guess what's behind the beep.
I recently have been hanging out with one of my girlfriend's, like, college friends.
Oh.
And for some reason, that friend group calls me.
What do they call Hannah that we had to beep out because, well, maybe it's inappropriate. Hannah hasn't forgotten.
I will never forget.
Do you know what it is? 314-531-9898. If you want to text in your guesses, we'll reveal what we call Hannah now at 848.
What you say?
What the beep did we say? So this is always fun on Fridays. We take a look back on the wacky, crazy things we say. And Kevin beeps out a certain word, and then we guess what was behind the beep. This is what Hannah was talking about earlier this week.
I recently have been hanging out with one of my girlfriend's, like, college friends. And for some reason, that friend group calls me.
What do they call her? Did anyone get it?
We have a couple of guesses on the text line. Someone said, Anthony.
Anthony is a fun. Oh man, we gotta start calling you Anthony. That's a good one.
A guess, and then lots of people, I believe, got it correct. I recently have been hanging out with one of my girlfriend's, like, college friends, and for some reason, that friend group calls me Handrew.
Handrew.
Handrew. That's what they call me.
Anthony Handrew.
Yep. This Hollywood hashtag has been brought to you by Handrew.
Stop it.
What you say? Fun fact, baby, fun fact. Fun fact, baby, fun fact Friday.
Friday, it's Mother's Day weekend. That's a fact, so make sure you take care of your mom out there. And we're going to do a little Fun Fact Friday. So how Fun Fact Friday works is it's a fact battle. It's a fact showdown. You can drop these facts this weekend when you're hanging out for Mother's Day. Kevin is the contender. He will drop a fact. I am the current fact champion on a ridiculous run. So I will give a fact that is true, Kevin. I am on a ridiculous run. So you want to go first or second?
I will acquiesce to the champion. Go, sir.
What word was that?
There.
You might get a point just for using that word.
That's a man who needs to respect the champion. All right, a lot of people talking about what's happening with the Pope. This is a fact that you could drop to people because I feel like everyone's like seeing it everywhere and talking about it. Did you know when they actually show the white smoke, that means they've declared a new Pope. They have settled on a new Pope. Yep. But back in the day, that actually wasn't how they used to do it. It was black smoke signaled that they had not come to a consensus. Mm-hmm. And then the other one was no smoke. That meant there was a Pope.
Oh. Well, that's confusing.
Yeah.
That's what everyone said. Exactly. They're like, what's happening? And they would just wait. And they'd be like, oh, no, never mind. Yeah, and they're like,
they just didn't vote.
We need a new plan here. So they came up with the white smoke idea. But up until like the 19th century, they would just sit out there and be like, woo! Oh, never mind. False alarm.
We got
new
it.
New Pope every
no,
day.
We did it.
Right? Isn't that crazy?
That's crazy. That's crazy. Almost as crazy as my fact. All right. There's a lot of weddings going on,
yes,
you know, here that our show is tied to, and none of those weddings are happening in the month of May. Why? Because fact, the month of May is considered bad luck for weddings.
Really?
There actually used to be an old saying, marry in May and you will rule the day. Oh. The not in May wedding superstition goes back to Roman times when May was a time of mourning and honoring the dead. And since May is sort of forbidden for weddings, June is then the most popular month to get married.
So is your fact, though, that like May is superstitious? I really like to protest. That's more of a superstition than a fact, guys.
See, I would have never gotten married in May, not because it's bad luck, but because of my allergies.
Okay, so you would never, you don't even care about that fact.
Well, no, I like that fact.
Why?
I don't know.
You weren't even going to consider it anyways. Who cares?
I like that fact.
It wasn't even on your radar.
I'm going with Kev.
This is BS. He gets a superstition and he gets a point. Hannah, come on, you were shocked by the smoke thing. That's hilarious.
You
people
know,
out there thinking there was a Pope and there was no Pope.
I'd be that idiot who's cheering for the no smoke. I must say, this was a really interesting week for facts. And I also must say that, Brett, your streak is ending because I'm voting for Kevin.
Oh, my God. Alex is just so thankful
so
he doesn't have to pick a winner.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad I didn't have to pick a winner. There's, I mean, two things for me. Obviously, it was a clean sweep anyway. My birthday's in May, so I wasn't going to get married in May.
There you go.
But I am indeed getting married in June, so Kevin's fact is indeed a fact.
This is the first time Alex didn't pick a smoke.
That's true.
Fun fact, baby, fun fact. Fun fact, baby, fun fact Friday.
What's the best thing someone said to you this week? This is something we do on the show. It's a challenge, if you will, because by the time you get to Friday, you're like, I'm drained, I'm done. And then you kick off your weekend thinking about at least one positive thing that happened, and it just shifts your mindset to think positively this weekend. Hannah, what's the best thing someone said to you this week?
The best thing someone said to me this week was, here's your keys, because I got a new car.
Dang! Dang. Oh, yeah. Give the Wrangler the big heart for that. Actually, that's the only thing that she listens to while she drives her new Wrangler, is just the harp plays over and over.
Yeah, I just bump the harp all day.
I mean, Kevin's got other tunes. He just likes this one the best. Right, sure. Kevin, what's the best thing someone said to you this week?
Well, mine is actually from yesterday. My wife posted a great picture of my daughter who had her last exam of her first year of college. She's done with her second semester at SIUE, and the best part was, it's debt-free!
Whoa! Yeah.
That's a massive celebration.
Holy crap, that's really impressive. Alex, I bet I can't guess.
Yeah, I think just the best thing that anybody's said collectively to me was, I don't know, the cheers that I got after singing the national anthem, all the nice messages from you guys, the texts from everybody, the support all around from friends, family, people of St. Louis after singing the national anthem, and, you know, not forgetting the words, not messing it up.
We're very proud.
And bringing a victory to St. Louis City.
And bringing a victory to St. Louis City.
Alex did get to sing the national anthem at the City SC game, and it's such a huge honor. But Alex is just started, like, one of the things that I wanted to point out in the best thing someone said to you this week, because I don't know if we got to point out when we talked about it earlier, is Alex just started playing around town a few years ago. Mm-hmm. And for the fact that he's gotten to the point where he is playing in Busch Stadium and in City SC's facilities and parks and stuff like that in a field, it's such a big honor. So it shows you where your guitar is taking you, and you're just like taking over the city, man.
I appreciate it.
AB, what's the best thing someone said to you?
I think for me, it's my youngest sister, Kate, saying I'm coming home.
Aww.
She's coming home from her second year at the University of Kentucky this weekend.
Brings the whole family back together. Yes. Bring the band back together.
Mm-hmm.
For me, the best thing someone said to me this week is we went to Grant's farm to film this video, and just like literally my daughter calling me out for saying that, like, oh, mama told you to bring a coat, and I'm like, I'm cold because we were filming outside.
Yeah, she kept being like, I'm cold.
Mama told you to bring a coat. And she's like 20 months old and just calling me out. But like, I just think being able to, we went to Grant's farm when no one was around. We had the whole access.
Yeah, it was awesome.
To film a shoot. And so to have access to Grant's farm and make those memories as a family, I think it's cool. Like, I just love hanging out with those kids anytime I get a chance to. And
me.
Yeah. And so I just love hanging out with those kids. And AB, I get to hang out with. And so it's just cool to make those like memories together. The best thing someone said to you this week, what is it? Share it at 314-531-9898.
Listen to the Brett Mega Show on your schedule with the Odyssey app. Search Y98.